Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. So thanks for being here. And if you're listening in live, and I know we have live people listening in all the time, thanks for being here. And if you're listening on one of our recorded segments, thanks for listening in on the recorded ones. This specific radio show segment is with two great friends of ours, Dr. Jacqueline Harris and Irvin Harris. And I got to share with you, for those people listening in, Irvin and I go back a long time, probably a decade or so ago, where we started off as like I was a vendor, he was one of our customers, and he would be buying some leads from us and using some of our systems, and would call me up occasionally and say things like, you know, what do you do over here, or how does this stuff work over here? And we started chatting about his home-based business that he was working about that, and we started learning a little bit more about each other. And he'd come, and then he'd kind of go, and then he'd kind of come, and then he'd kind of go. And then several times when he got really working with us, we had just started Building Fortunes Radio. So we were doing a little bit of brainstorming, and I said, you know, I'd really like to have you as a host on Building Fortunes Radio. Number one, you're a good guy, so I'd love to have you exposed to the customers that we have or people that are looking for how to build a successful home-based business, because who you build your successful home-based business with is a key critical limiting factor. There's lots of good ones out there, but who you work with really can make your life a lot more pleasurable. And then the other thing was, the home-based business he was building, I knew, was around for a really long time. And even still today, I use some of the products associated with the home-based business that he's working, so I know the products are really good, and I sing their praises all the time. They have great customer service like I've never seen before. So although there's lots of good companies that have great customer services, theirs is just exceptional as well. And the company owners are really powerful gentlemen who really knows how to run a company and has been stood upside down by our fine government. You know, when the government's going after you because you're endorsing maybe the wrong political president, you know how all that stuff goes. So in essence, they are a really strong company. And when we started to do this, I said, maybe you could use a little bit of the structure too, because every whatever night we're going to work on, we're going to actually be building something. And he thought that was a really great idea. And Irvin has been around with us from the very beginning. And then he said, I'd really like to have my wife involved. Now, I've been a guy who's associated with other guys, and when they said they want to get their wife involved, I know, like, whoa, this is a critical defining moment. So this is where I'm going to like you more, Irvin, or maybe I'm going to have to fake it a little bit. You know, you're going to get your wife involved. I had never spoken to Dr. Jacqueline before, so I just had faith. I just had faith that she was going to be at least okay. And I had no idea that she was going to be as good as she is. So I love having Dr. Jacqueline here. And she brings out the little boy in all of us, especially me and Irvin, because we kind of play when she's not around, you know? We kind of we're kind of like two kids when she's not around. So when mom's here, we kind of straighten up. So I'm going to straighten up my introduction for Dr. Jacqueline. So Dr. Jacqueline, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, and thanks so much for that awesome introduction.
You're welcome.
I tell you, time is just going by so fast. I tell you, it's just been my honor and privilege to be a part of the Building Fortunes Radio family. And I tell you, I look forward each week to doing this show with you and doing it with you, Irvin.
And you turned out to be way better than okay. Like, way better
than
okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tell you, you got applause. And you have my permission when I'm not around to go ahead and be me, because I thought you did a very good imitation of me.
We do.
So,
yeah,
a few times.
Dr. Jacqueline speech. Yep, we got it.
That was actually some time ago, wasn't it?
Yes. And I, when you were home. Yeah. But Peter does a very good, and you know, I think he really does. Yeah, he sounds good when he's being Dr. Jacqueline. I think he sounds pretty awesome.
You know, we're coming up on our third winter here pretty soon as well. And but wouldn't it be nice to have the type of winters Peter has?
Yes, I think I'd take Peter's winners any day than ours.
The electricity
going out
sometimes. You guys are going to get buried. You guys are going to get
buried. Oh, no. Well, thanks. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for that heads up, Peter. Yeah, I better get the candles out again and the generator going. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Jacqueline, and as I said before, it just brings me so much joy being part of the Building Fortunes Radio family and doing this show each and every week. And what also brings me joy is being a wife, being a mom, helping people along the way. Irvin and I do this work because we just really enjoy helping people really find the joy in their life. And I think one of that joy is really having financial freedom. And that's what a home-based business gives you the opportunity to do. And I'll let you go, Irv.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, I'll just get right to introducing me. My name is Irvin Harris, and I am a happy husband, educator, former investigative law enforcement officer, and
Your phone broke up.
I think I found it. But
okay.
But PD, you did a great job in introducing me and how we came to be here on this show. And time does go by fast. I just can't believe how fast time goes by. And I kind of feel like we're going to have to ramp things up a little bit more around here in reference to finding more people out there who are open to doing something different, who are looking for success or connections with factors that lead to that. So if you're listening and that makes sense, you're looking to be successful, we definitely like to talk to you. And I speak with you about, some of the things that we're doing. I know that the association that we have with you, Peter, PM Marketing, you've been a very, very supportive company and offering and providing help, training, assistance, and a really great marketing vehicle that has allowed us to be successful in and connecting with other like-minded people. I mean, obviously, in order to be a success or to even start building a successful home business, or doing something extra, to add to, other traditional income that, you may have coming in, point that I want to make is you just need to think ahead. This isn't really about taking a chance. This is about doing something smart, in my opinion, doing something different. And, if you happen to have a little bit of extra energy, it takes that extraordinary energy to be able to be successful or achieve success in doing something extra or different. Or I like to say something helpful. If you can provide people with something that's going to help them live a better life, to be a better person, to want to be a nice person, a kind person, and help others while doing something that's going to enhance your life, your health, your well-being, and enhance the life, health, and well-being of those that you come in contact with. If you find something or a business of value like that, something with a proven record, something that works, which is what I like to believe that we have, and one of the reasons why I say I like to believe that is because of the benefits that we've gotten from our connection for our family and the countless other people, families, that we've been able to help, or should I say bless, with some options for a better, healthier way of life, not only within their family, but even in their environment. So for me, and I know that I'm sure that Jackie will agree, when you have something that's going to make a positive, healthy difference in others' life, and you can share that with them, that value is so important, because there's many things that you can do with it when you receive it.
I agree. I just wanted to add a little bit. I think what really, what I love the most about the business that we do is that we really help to enhance the lives of people. And I think that when you do a business and, as you're saying, you're doing something that really helps people, then you can't do anything but have, you know, success. But, you know, because how can you not but measure success when you're helping others? And that's why we do the business that we do. We can only have success if we help other people to be successful. And it just moves on and on and on. It's kind of like, you know, you take that, you plan, paying it forward. I think I was in line a couple weeks ago at Starbucks. And the girl said to me, we're doing paying it forward. And I was like, okay. So she's like, well, the person already paid for yours, and you have to pay for the next person. Would you do it? And I said, okay. So I had got a latte and something else. I think it was like $8. And I said, okay, so I'll pay for the next person. It was $4. So the person paid more for me than I was, you know, but I was like, I participate. So, hey, I mean, I just think when you play things forward, it does come back to you.
Was there anybody behind you?
Yeah, someone was behind me, and I paid for the next person. That's what I said. The person paid for mine. My total was
$8. Oh, that's awesome.
They said, you would pay for the person behind you. I said, yes. And I only had to pay $4.60. Mine was like $8-something. Whoever paid for me paid $8-something. And I paid for the person behind me, and I guess they paid on him. He was just, you know, almost paying it forward, you know, paying.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And you know what that makes me think of? You know, to where you kind of kept that going on, and I wonder where it ended up or if anybody caught wind of that and brought their whole family up.
You know, I wonder when it stopped and someone said, no, I'm not going to pay for the person behind me, you know, but hey.
That makes me think of integrity and moral values because – you know, if you're going to work a business, you know, I don't know if we can connect it, compare it to that. Maybe we can. But I do know that when you're doing something and you're honest with all people, and see, that's where you really can, you know, have the rubber hit the road and make the ends meet is just by being honest with anything and everything that you're doing. You know, I tell you, having a really good partner, somebody to work with in a business to help them be successful, just like a successful marriage. If you have a supportive spouse that understands is going to work with you, chances are you're going to have a lot of success within your household. The same thing works with a business. And that's one of the reasons why it's important to, when you start something or if you're going to do something, if you're lucky enough to be able to have your spouse work with you and at least understand and you both are on the same wavelength, it's going to help you not only be successful where you are, but if you can branch that out and, as I stated before, you have something of value, it's going to bring value to the people that you meet. I mean, how can you actually lose? You can't, you know, so I guess I can just say it's easy to believe in something that has actually benefited you personally. You know, not just financially, but personally. You know, your personal health and well-being. And when you can offer those same type of options, you know, for people to choose or other to choose from when they decide to maybe take advantage of some of the products from a company that's based upon not only values, but based upon research that has been done and conducted to bring a better life, you know, and health and wellness, you know, the people just switching and using some staple products, you know, some things that, you know, we've talked in the past about in some of our previous shows. Like, it's really been some time since we talked about toxins, for example, that people are bringing into their home. You know, we're really not going to get into that because we could do a whole show on that when we start talking about the law and we start talking about.
We could do a whole show. Me and Peter don't get to talk when we talk about toxins.
We're not talking in that one. That's you. That's
we barely get to talk when we talk about toxins.
That's an urban show and we go overtime.
Well, Peter's been saying a lot in this show about toxins. Did you hear him?
No.
Yes, he did. I thought I heard him say something.
No.
Oh, okay, well, you know, we can save that for another show. But I tell you, you know, think about this, audience. If you're exposed to something that's toxic to you, even a bad idea that somebody might have that could be toxic, just like people's thoughts. That could be toxic to you. You could have a great opportunity and something that comes to you that's not only of value to your health and well-being, but how about something that can bring, extra $200,000, $500,000, $2,000 a month, or even $5,000 to $10,000 or more a month. That right there is a value. But all you really have to do is have that little bit of extraordinary energy to put into a system. And what I mean by a system is something that has been proven to work, it has been effective, and all you really need to do is do a little bit of work, make some calls, contact some people, offer a great opportunity of value to others. And when you, or if you see the opportunity like we have, I guess you can say you have to have a little bit of creative intelligence. Is that a really pretty good term? Just think about that. You have to have a creative intelligence. To me, that means you're open. You're open to see something that other people may not see. Does that make sense to you, Peter?
Sure.
You know, we were talking about that kind of a little bit before the show, and we were going to talk about some of the factors that people should really consider when they're looking to start a business. You know, most people, and you can correct me if you're wrong, most people know what they know. And they typically know what they are doing or maybe have done in the past. And the things that they know and the things they're doing is more or less based upon traditions, education. You know, you go to school, get an education so you can graduate high school, for example. Then what's the next step? Go to college. You go to college, you take more courses, you get a loan, and the ultimate goal of doing all those things would be to get a job. And then you have other type of non-traditional experiences that people can be exposed to, and those are doing some trades, you know, which, again, you're getting more closer to entrepreneurship, in my opinion. You know, I guess you can get closer to entrepreneurship if you decide you want to be an accountant. You know, CPA, I think that, you know, you'd have to go to school and get a some type of business degree, MBA. You know, that's another path to success, but there's also a path to, probably a 40-hour week job, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because you do have to start somewhere. And sometimes those skills that you pick up in the business world, which was taught and learned in education, could help you to be able to make a choice and decision to, as I said before, do something different, which could result in being something better. But if you're going to make that choice and decision, it's my opinion that you're probably better off going with something that's proven, something that's a proven value. And that's something that I strongly feel that we have. We have that, you know, and whenever people are able to create that intelligence, have that open mind, it's very highly possible that they can find that profitable niche that they're looking for, and they can specialize in doing something that's going to not only help them, but help others. And I strongly believe, and this is from, you know, my personal experience, and, you know, Peter, you know other people that are involved in doing what we're doing, that what we have is something that can actually meet the requirements that people are looking for that are, thinking about starting a home business. Do you agree, Peter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we should do this. Okay. We're right about a little bit past our commercial time. Let's run our commercial. We'll be right back.
Building Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunity. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out today's featured host. Right now, you're listening to Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris and Peter Mingles on their designated segment. Learn what's new and what's important in the home business world and beyond right here with Peter, Dr. Jacqueline, and Irvin Harris. You can also listen in on the Building Fortunes Radio Archive. You'll be able to hear this again anytime from almost any device that can play an audio. Check us out on your mobile device, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to buildingfortunesradio.com and look for today's guest. You can even find us on iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend about today's show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris, and we are talking on their radio show about building home-based businesses. Before we forget and run out of time, let's go over a couple of websites for those people that are listening in so you'll be able to work with Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. I'll go first if I can. We have a website that we work together on Building Fortunes as an affiliate program. We call it thedetourgroup.com/iHarris. iHarris is for Irvin Harris. Thedetourgroup.com is the website domain name, so when you go to thedetourgroup.com/iHarris, you'll be able to work with us as well as with the Harrises in their respective home-based business. So when you're looking to do things, you having a marketing partner, somebody else working on your behalf can certainly help, and that's what happens with the Detour Group. Then you want to attach us like a backpack to something. And when you attach us like a backpack to their something, you can effectively build a very successful home-based business. So let's go over some of the websites for those businesses that you guys are working or informative websites so people can learn a little bit more about what you're doing.
Okay, and the site that I'd like to mention is BeGreenUS.com. And again, it's BeGreenUS.com. And Irvin and I really believe in making the place you live the place you love. And I really kind of refer to it as our community wellness site because there's just some great articles there on healthy body, healthy garden, healthy animals. This month there's a really great article on how to keep your mind young. As people age, they're going to become forgetful. So it just gives you some good tips and some good wellness advice on how to keep your mind active and how to keep your mind young. And being a gerontologist, that's always something that I always think we all could, you know, really understand and just really educate ourselves on how to just keep our mind just active and keep our mind young. And there's also a great article there for people who want to, now that fall's soon approaching, thinking about dusting the home and getting down doing some housekeeping before we know what the holidays would be here. But there's some just great articles there on 8 ways to banish the dust from your home and have your home all clean and spiffy for the holidays. And again, that site is BeGreenUS.com.
And here's another site you can take a look at. It's been at least a 2 or 3 weeks since we've mentioned this one. Some really great information you can get from healthyhometour.xyz. Again, that's healthyhometour.xyz. And if you navigate over to that site and take a look at it, you'll have a page that the first page will pop up, and you know it's about awakening yourself to the dangers that are posed by chemicals and common household cleaners. And there's really some great links on this site. You can go ahead and click on the virtual house tour, which will help you to identify potentially hazardous products on a room-by-room basis. And there's also another link that if you clicked on that, it's a product list link. And it's alphabetically lined up, and you can go from A to Z, anything that will fall into the alphabet, you know, starting with automotive types of supplies that you may have in your garage. You know, you can click on the attic, and there's toxins and even some different products or chemicals you can find out about that are in the attic. You can go from the bedroom, the bathroom, closet, general supplies, garage, garden supplies that are stored away, and you know, any of those areas, probably most of the garage or maybe in a shed connected to the house, your kitchen, living room, laundry room, in the basement, you know, which are areas that you spend an awful lot of time in. So again, go take a look at healthyhometour.xyz, and you can get some really great information there.
No, I was just going to add that I really love that site, because as you take the tour, you can go, you click each thing, and it just gives you some really useful and helpful information.
Yep, and let me see, what else do we have here? You know, you talked about the BeGreenUS.com. I usually like to spell that out. That would be BeGreenUS.com. You know, so you you got that. Again, two really great sites with some really good informative information that's going to help you to be able to make your home a better, safer place. And then we have another site that I would like to mention, and that would be, give me a second here, Healthy Home. .biz. Bring that up real quick. Great. Healthyhome.biz. If you navigate to that site, there's another site that we have to where you can find five keys for a smart business. And we have a business to where you don't have to be lucky. You know, we talked about, you know, having the energy to and to put the work in and putting forth some effort. And from this site, you can actually view some, a couple of videos are really short. One of them talks about who we are, and you can watch a video on our products. And there's a short one on getting paid, and there's a really great story there on Picture This. And what you'll find out from checking those little videos out, you'll find out about a smart business that's fun and really works, and you can build that reliable income from a proven program. And we're here to provide the step-by-step training and support. And you can also learn marketing support from the website that Peter mentioned, and you can not only get the tools and the training, but the services that they offer and the leads that PM Marketing offers. You know, it's just really great, a really great opportunity for you to get started and being successful in working your business. If you want to do it part-time, you can. If you want to do it full-time, you can. And, you know, we're with a company that has a total risk-free money-back guarantee. And, you know, the reason why I like it is you can't lose, and we're here to help you every step of the way. How much time do we have, Peter?
We have about 1 minute, and then we're done.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess what we can do is we kind of just wrap this up with, you know, talking about some of the sites that we've discussed within the last part of the show. You know, we'd like for you invite you to go take a look at those. That's the BeGreenUS.com, to where you can find information on health and wellness. And
healthy home, healthy body, healthy animals, healthy gardens. Come on, you listening to
everything.
Me over there?
I was listening to you. I definitely was listening.
Okay. All right. And just in closing, I just want to say that, you know, for those who are listening, you know, Irvin and I, we dedicate our hearts to this. And I think if you've been listening this evening, you can tell that. And Peter can vouch for that as well. So if you're out there and you're really interested in making a change, making a difference in your life, and really being able to enhance the lives of you, for yourself and your loved ones, building a home-based business, and you want to do it, but you're not quite sure, give us a call. You have the information on how to get a hold of us, and we welcome the opportunity to help you and to have that success and move forward in your life. And that's it for me.
Way to pick that ball up and run with it.
That's it. We are done. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.